I suppose we targeted to come away from Clare with 2 points, and we're happy that we got the 2 points. You know, as I mentioned after the game, there's definitely aspects of the performance that we think we can improve in, and we'll look to do so this Saturday night. Given the nature of the results that happened in the National League in the first round of games, with two draws and Meath winning, it kind of puts a wee bit more expectation on this fixture coming on the Saturday evening. We all know that Meath possess a lot of qualities that are of a high standard, and they won at Tipperary the weekend, and that's no mean feat given the standard of the forwards that Tipperary possess. So we'll be looking forward to now a big performance, and hopefully that performance can give us a reward of 2 points on Saturday evening in McCool Park.
Is it better that it's in Ballybuffet, or does that put pressure on the fact that it's at home?
Ah, listen, I think at this time of the year and in the start of the National League, you know, your home games are a big plus. You know, Clare were buoyed by good support down there in Ennis last Sunday, and they came flying at us, and you could definitely tell that their home advantage, and they're proud of their home record they have. And I suppose we'll be the same next week. You know, we like to think that we can give most teams a game in McCool Park, and hopefully we can put in a performance against Meath that'll justify Donegal playing in McCool Park.
When you look on this game against Meath more differently than you would have looked upon Clare, in the sense that Clare probably wouldn't be looked upon as one of the powers in football. I know Meath have dropped off, but they're still up there as one of the traditional counties, you know, and you know from recent enough experiences that, you know, they're pretty close to you.
I suppose the main difference would have been that we had a few games against Meath within the last few years, you know. I think Michael and Martin acknowledged it was nearly 2009 since Donegal played Clare last, and I suppose as a group of players we weren't too familiar with the group of players that they had, and even though we haven't played Meath overall much, we played them in a few friendlies throughout the years, and we played them in a big game here in 2014 where we were very, very lucky to get a last minute draw. Michael kicked an absolute monster free kick in here at McCool Park, and the big championship game down in Navan in 2017, We knew the qualities they had that day, and only for Patrick kicked a massive score to win it in the last few minutes. So we're well aware of the qualities they have, and you know, there's a lot of fine players, and I suppose if you added on the tradition and all that there, we know Meath are going to possess a massive, massive task.
Is it a concern that you have neither Patrick nor Michael this Sunday or this Saturday night?
They come in handy. No, listen, you know, I don't think I have to go down or eradicate too long how good Michael and Patrick are and how big they are for Donegal now, but I think we have a squad of players now assembled for the start of the National Football League that are well equipped to pick up points here, and even though that we'd love to have them out there, but you know, they're not available for a wee while, and I think we still have the players there to go and win now.
A lot of young players coming in and showing up well.
Yeah, look, you know, there's always going to be teething issues given the number of players kind of breaking into the squad the last year up until the McKenna Cup. It's not just going to be all plain sailing, but I think a lot of players equipped themselves very well. Thought Brent McCullough full back on Sunday there in Clare was absolutely fantastic. You know, Keelan Sexton kicked 110 I think the week previous for the University of Limerick against the AIT, and any player who's able to do that there has, you know, high quality, and I thought Brendan equipped himself very well. Conor Morrison is coming along and he's playing very well. You know, Patter Moken came on again for his National League debut, I think. And then, like, you know, given the age profile of the forward line, I think Ryan McHugh was the oldest forward we had in the field. Jason McGee was 20 years old, still playing in the field, and your back line was still relatively young. So I think, considering all those factors, a lot of boys are performing well given the age profile of the team at the moment.
What's the mood in the squad at the moment? How is Stephen Rochford getting on with everybody?
The mood, first of all, I think, you know, we're ambitious, and there's a real positivity about the camp. You know, you're coming off the back of last year of winning the Ulster Championship, would have given a real sense of pride, and it would have given a lot of people a taste of what winning feels like, and the sense of pride and enjoyment about the county. But I suppose it's a bittersweet pill given the terms of which we were knocked out of the Championship, and I suppose building on that there, we're really, really aiming towards having a very positive Division 2 National League campaign to build us into summer. And given that, you know, you have a lot of boys missing at the moment, there's a few knocks, the good old contingency are obviously preparing for their big game, and you know, so it's a different personnel, but it's very positive. And I suppose touching on Stephen, I think I said earlier, it's a very positive appointment for Donegal, given the curriculum vitae that he has showed throughout the years with successes Corfin as a player himself and then managing Mayo throughout the last few seasons, you know, the experiences and the different games, the game plans, the personnel that he's been exposed to, and that information is a massive asset to us. And also just having a fresh voice and, you know, somebody from outside the county completely that doesn't have any preconceptions or opinions about players or, you know, their lifestyles or anything else. He just comes in, you know, he's involved in the training and he sees what's happening there and makes his decisions based solely on that there. And I think fair play to Declan and the rest of the backroom team for getting involved, and I think it's very positive for Donegal that he's about.
Meath, as we said on Saturday night, a different type of challenge, I think, that most people would agree. They'll probably be made a good bit more physical.
Yeah, look, you know, traditionally Meath played a very good, strong brand of football, you know, and they'll pride themselves on being, you know, accountable and physical and the words you used to describe them. And they have a high quality of forward, and they have big free takers as well that we're going to have to be aware of. And, you know, it's going to be a physical battle, and it's going to be a real tough test on Saturday evening.